Obviously, the pandemic is on the top of everyone's mind these days, but climate change is not far behind. You just have to look out to California and the West Coast, Tom, with those terrible wildfires. It seems like here on the East Coast, eastern part of the U.S., it's hurricane season, and it seems to be one of the most active hurricane seasons. So climate change, clearly a big issue, and that includes it's a big issue for the Pentagon. Travis Tritton, Bloomberg Government Senior Defense Reporter, joins us here. So, Travis, how does the Pentagon think about climate change and the impact upon our military readiness?
Sure, yeah. Well, if you've been listening to the Pentagon over the last few years, you probably haven't heard very much at all about climate change. But the reality is this is a giant issue for the Pentagon. The fires are a good example. They just had to evacuate an Air Force base out in California. You know, but over the last few years, they've suffered billions of dollars in damage from extreme weather. You may remember Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida that was basically just destroyed, wiped off the map, by a hurricane. So they're not saying much publicly, but behind the scenes, they're working pretty hard to try to figure out how they're going to deal with this, with all these facilities, thousands of facilities that they own and operate around the world.
So, Travis, why are they not saying more about this publicly? Why are they not out there kind of communicating what their strategies may be, maybe what their vulnerabilities may be, and what their plans may be?
Sure. And that's been a frustration for some folks in Congress. They want them to speak more publicly. But, I mean, the message comes down from the top. It's set by the tone is set by the top. And as you saw, the president, he was recently out in California talking about the fires, and he was confronted about climate change. And he said, I think it's going to be getting cooler soon. And he said he doesn't believe the science is settled. So the Pentagon is getting a pretty strong message from the president and from his administration that this is not an issue that you broach publicly, right? The Pentagon has had problems with this in the past where, they go out and they talk about an issue that upsets the president, and suddenly they get this tweet that's like a lightning bolt from on high. So they want to avoid that.
Yeah, I look here at the lightning bolt on high and the sprawl of the American military. Is this a long-term perspective that's global, or is it very America-based?
This is global, right? So one of the things that the Pentagon did is, earlier this year, they said everybody now, when you plan or you build something, you got to look out 25, 45, 80 years out at what the climate situation might be. Mm-hmm. And this is mainly for all these bases around the world that are on coastal areas. You're talking about like 1,700 facilities around the world. I mean, the Pentagon is a massive landowner. They have like 574,000 buildings that they own around the world. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge issue for them.
Travis, thank you so much. Travis Tritton with us this morning with Bloomberg Government here on the challenges of climate change.